Do you feel like there's something happening in your home or business? Something you can't explain? Do you think that whatever is happening seems to be paranormal? Do they exist? Florida Ghost Hunters at FloridaGhostHunters.com are looking for haunted locations throughout Central Florida. Let the team at Florida Ghost Hunters investigate your paranormal experience. Their mission is to disprove a haunting with science, to find a reasonable explanation to a problem, and whatever is left becomes evidence. FloridaGhostHunters.com. If you've experienced paranormal activity in your home or business, you are urged to visit FloridaGhostHunters.com and click Need Help. FloridaGhostHunters.com. Thank you.
still be caught bored waiting for something to go bump in the night? Listen to the Paranormal Broadcast System with Brad, Brandon, Todd, and Paul.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Man.
Listen to some great interviews with some amazing guests that run the gamut from ghost hunting groups across the country to paranormal personalities in the media. First, let's be serious for a moment. Then let's have some fun! We've got it all covered. Tune in and listen to intriguing interviews with our hosts from L.A. Spirits and the Louisiana Spectral Research Center. Then kick back and listen to us try to be funny with some crazy Cajuns. And some other guys, too. This is no kids show, folks. It's the Paranormal Broadcast System. Listen to us poke fun at ourselves. It's funnier that way. You can find us at www.lagghosts.com. That's www.lagghosts.com.
You are listening to Ghostly Time with your hosts Doug and Scott L.
I'm going to do my absolute best. Very unlikely, or I should say uncharacteristic of me. But I'm not very happy right now. I'm not.
I understand.
I'm not very happy right now.
I understand, but it's unpredictable. And yeah, unpredictability makes the show.
Yeah, and that's totally cool. I mean,
we got
totally,
Greg out of it, though.
We got Greg out of it, yeah.
We did. We got Greg out of the whole debacle. Mm-hmm. What happened was we tried to get in touch with Oliver of, the John Teeter website, Oliver.
Well, Wayne. Yeah, you know, and what I do, my process every week when we have guests on the show, which we have every single week, is when we book a guest, right, this is how it works. This is what the big secret is here in Radio Land, or whatever you want to call it, what we do here. We book a guest, right, and then the very beginning, Monday or Tuesday, the very beginning of the week, I always email them a week before the show and say, hi, we have you booked for this time, this date, at this time, and here's the two questions I always ask. You know, what would you like to talk about specifically, and what number can we reach you for the show? And then I wait for the response to come back, right? And then they say, yeah, no problem, we're good to go, everything's fine, it's in my schedule, here's what I want to talk about, and here is my phone number. No problem at all, we'll talk to you on Sunday. On top of that, also, we usually have Bonnie call and double-check with them on the weekend.
On Saturdays,
yeah,
or
yeah.
Friday nights or
Fridays
Saturdays.
Fridays or Saturdays, yeah. Right, just to say, hi, what's going on, we'll see you on Sunday. This is how we do it, this is how we always do it. And I still can't understand how people just forget that we're going to call them, right? And I'm really going to be as nice as I can about it and not get too angry about it, but it's like, you know, you put all this time into this, and we were really excited to talk to this gentleman.
Yeah, I
we were
am.
Very excited
and
to talk to Oliver.
I do hope that he'll end up rescheduling, but Oliver could not be reached, even you know, despite your best efforts, Scott Allen. Thank you for all the work that you put into it.
It's just a bit embarrassing, I think, on our end, where it's like, you know, we put this up on the site, we tell these people, hey, we're going to have this gentleman on, we're really excited about this, and then show night here comes, and it's like, oh, sorry. Well, drop the ball. Don't know what happened, right?
It rarely happens, but when it does happen, it is embarrassing. Yeah.
It's annoying. It's frustrating sometimes.
But it's also part of what you do when you do live shows.
Right. I know. But I just, you know, I'm a little angry right now, and I just want to get that out. And if there's a problem with that, well, whatever.
Well, I think we found somebody.
We did.
Yeah, yeah.
Who might be able to bring you out of that by making you
hopefully,
think of...
Hopefully. Hopefully. I'm pissed right now. I'm really pissed right now.
The guy you got is so money, he doesn't even know it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. what we did is... we've got, of course, Gowan here in studio at the Haunted Warren Winery. And on the other end of our little phone line Skype-y thingy, we've got Greg.
Greg from Ghost Hunters Incorporated.
From Ghost
there,
Hunters
Greg?
Incorporated.
Oh, I'm here. I'm here.
You definitely are.
You are. God,
what's the weather like out there in Seattle?
It's absolutely terrible. No, seriously, I was just talking in the chat room, and I told everyone that it has been absolutely apocalyptic. Like,
oh, really?
It has been nuts. Like, 90-mile-an-hour winds, There's no street lights. There's no stoplights. Like, everything's blown out. People are freaking out. It's been crazy.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
As any Christmas should be. I think it should be apocalyptic.
Sounds like Mother Apocalyptic. Have an apocalyptic Christmas.
You know, we took Gowan today. We went out today and took care of some things, and we went to lunch. And Gowan needed to stop at one of the large chain retail stores we have around here, right? And I think it kind of caught him off guard a little bit of the attitude we have here in Michigan. Because I know we walked into this place, and of course, I mean, it's a week before Christmas at this place, so let's only imagine, like, what kind of chaos, havoc, and, like, just utter destruction is going on in this place.
Right.
And, of course, we talked to the clerk who did not care about anything we had to say.
No.
Well, you had to say. Didn't care, just wanted to get us away from her as fast as possible. And we went to buy the goods that you picked, that you came there to buy,
mm-hmm.
And I didn't even hear it. I didn't even hear it.
The woman pushed me out of the way and said, "Get out of my way."
Yeah. Which didn't surprise me.
That's normal.
Yeah, which didn't surprise me, but Gowan's like, "Dude, that lady just told me to, like, get out of her way." And I'm like, well, it is Christmas here. This is the same store that I told you the story earlier. This is the same store that, I actually used to shop there. I don't shop there anymore, really. But about 4 Christmases ago, I was in line there. I don't know if I told you. I think I've told you about this one.
I think so.
Where, I was standing in line, and the lady in the line next to me had this big old heavy bag of cat litter, and she, like, hefted it over the basket, and the basket had one of those sharp parts on it, right?
Yes,
slit the whole,
tell me about
slit
those.
The whole bag open, right? So cat litter goes all over the floor, and, like, I'm sitting there looking at this lady. She has cat litter just going all over her shoes, all over her baskets, all over the place. And what do you do? I was there. Okay, I don't know if I mentioned this. I was there on Christmas Eve,
mm-hmm.
which was a stupid thing to do in the right. But, you know, it's like, let's get a little adventure for the holidays here. So I'm like, okay, I've been bumping shoulders with sweaty, stinky people all day long. I'm trying to just get the goods I need to get out of here. And I see this happen in front of me. I've had a stressful day already. So I laugh. I couldn't. I started cracking up. It was just funny to see, cat litter all over the floor. It wasn't like this lady was going to have to pay for it anyways. I mean, whatever. It was an accident. It happens. They're going to clean it up and give her another fresh bag of cat litter, and she's on her way. But I don't know what her problem was. Maybe she just blew her top and just started cussing me out right in the middle of the store. And I'm just like, you know, okay, just take it easy. It's all right. You know, I was just messing around. I'm not laughing at you. I'm
the problem
at the
is you're from Detroit,
yeah.
So of course you laugh.
Yeah,
she's
of course.
From Detroit. I mean, so of course she takes offense. And
yeah, it just don't work.
Cussing you out.
It just don't work, yeah.
Two Detroiters in an uncomfortable situation.
Well, it ended up with her taking a swing at me, actually. That was the funniest. I told you that. She took a swing at me. She got so mad. I'm like, because what I did, I mean, maybe this is my fault. Please. I'm like, hey, just calm down. Just calm down. It's okay. I didn't mean to offend you. Just calm down. Why don't you shut your hole, lady? Just calm down. And I found that she liked that too much. So she took a shot at me, and I was like, lucky enough to back away for that. You know, God forbid if I received that sparrow fist in the face, because, you know, I think, you know, she wasn't very big, right? But I think if she would have actually connected with me, I don't think it really would have hurt that much, but still,
right.
I've been like, okay, no. So the security stepped in and said, you know, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm standing here with a lamp in my hand. What do you want from me, man? She dropped her cat litter, sorry. So, yeah, now you have first-hand experience, though, Gowan.
Welcome to Detroit.
Welcome to Detroit. Well, it's a wonderful place, especially our retail centers. They're wonderful. Greg.
Yes.
He's sitting on the edge of his seat.
He's sitting on the edge of his seat, like, what is he talking about over there?
No. I understand. Everyone here, like, any place that I've been shopping at, everyone here is just, wow, insane. Absolutely crazy. And the thing is, like, there's these pedestrians that are just running all over the street, so you can't drive anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, right down on the avenue. You can't go anywhere. And not to mention the fact that everything is gridlocked because there's no stoplights anywhere.
In Seattle,
I spent
there,
3 hours. Yeah, I spent 3 hours to go 17 miles the other day.
3 hours. To
sounds
go
like Southfield, Michigan.
Yeah, it sounds like
Southfield.
That sounds pretty characteristic.
Yeah.
They're actually widening the roads here because they're trying to. They think it's going to solve the traffic problem. That's one of the big things they're doing right now. Is they're making the roads even wider. What's
so in order to do that, they close the roads.
Yeah. So then you can't go anywhere whatsoever.
Greg, tell them about the crazy guy on the street that I was talking about earlier. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, you mentioned
exactly.
That.
You met a crazy
guy? Oh, this is great. This is good. All right, so I'm in traffic, and I'm sitting there, and I'm waiting to go home. And I come up to this bus stop, and I'm probably like the third car in line at the stoplight. And there's these people at the bus stop a little ways up next to the stoplight, and there was one guy who was there, and he looked like a pretty normal guy, and he was obviously blind because he had his cane staying there, and he's just kind of standing there looking at the ground. And I'm waiting for this light to go, and traffic starts getting really bad, and anyway, the light turns green, the people go up, but I end up getting stopped again at the stoplight. So he's right there to the right of me, and all of a sudden, I'm looking over at these people at the bus stop, and he lifts his head up, and he looks directly at me, like in my Jeep. This guy who was, I could have sworn was a blind guy, looks right at me, and then he starts rocking back and forth. And by rocking, I'm not talking like just like slight little rocks. He was like from the waist up and down, and he starts screaming, and I couldn't even hear what he was screaming. He's just freaking out. And he reaches his right hand, keeps coming up, like it's grabbing at things that are floating around his head. And every time he would lean back, he'd grab one of these invisible things floating around his head and throw it in the direction of my car. And I'm just standing there, white knuckle, gripping the car. I don't know whether to laugh or to be really, really nervous. And the light turned green, and I just left. It was insane.
All of the above, I think you should feel. That's what I would have felt, I think.
Right. I don't know. How do you clean ghost ghouly goo off of your Jeep? That's my question.
That reminds me, actually, of my favorite bum. Well, probably one of the greatest people I think I've ever met in my entire life. I was like 16 years old, and I was in California with my parents to visit my aunt. And she lived right in a little neighborhood right off of the main drag through Santa Barbara that ran right into the Pacific Ocean, right? And what I would do is I was there for 2 weeks, and we'd go out to, like, just kind of, I'd just go out there and walk around. I mean, I'm 16. I want my independence. I'm out there walking around trying to find stuff and going to cool shops and you know, checking things out. And I happened to come across this guy who lived, I mean, he lived, obviously, on the streets. He was a bum. And this guy wore, he was in the same clothes for the 2 weeks I was there. He never changed his clothes. He was obviously a homeless person.
Vagrant,
whatever you want to call it. And the first time I saw him, I actually saw him like from across the street, and he was like taking a swing at some like business lady. He was like trying to beat up. Like what I actually saw was like this lady like leaving work, going to lunch or whatever, just trying to make a living, right? And she's walking along, and this guy just like takes a swing at her, and she ducks and goes running. And I'm like, oh my God, what's up with this guy, right? And I'm pacing him from across the street because I don't want to get near him. I think he beat the crap out of me too. So I'm kind of pacing him, watching him go along, and everybody walks by, he just screams at him, cusses him out, calls him some filthy name. Man, woman, child, it didn't matter. They were all getting cussed out. And I'm like, well, you know, this is pretty insane. What's wrong with this guy? But at the same time, I'm like, God, this guy's pretty cool. this guy's pretty out there, right? Well, I ended up becoming this guy's biggest fan for like 2 weeks. I mean, I used to literally follow him. I even brought my dad out there one day. I'm like, Dad, we have to go bum watching. This guy rules. We have to go. So I actually, you know, my dad's like, okay, whatever. And we're following this guy. We're like about 30 foot behind this guy, just following him around the streets, just watching him just like do these insane things every day. Namely, the one day I was following him, he walks by this doctor's office, right? You know, nice little doctor's office right on the main strip of Santa Barbara. Big money we're talking, right? And out in front of this doctor's office is a brand new chromed out black Mercedes. Just beautiful. I mean, just a really nice car. And I'm like, I see him stop in front of this doctor's office and look at the doctor's office. And then he looks to his left, and then there's the Mercedes. And then I go, oh my God, what is he going to do next, right? You gotta remember. You gotta keep in mind. This is like 2 o'clock in the afternoon in the middle of Santa Barbara, California. This gentleman stops. Like I said, looks at the window of the doctor's office, looks at this Mercedes, unzips his pants, and pees right over the all over the hood of this car
because it was obviously a urinal.
Yeah, right. And yeah. The funniest part was there's people we're in the main drag of Santa Barbara. There's people all over the street, and they're just walking by this guy. They don't want to look at him because, I mean, if you're crazy enough to do something like that, I mean, who wants to call somebody out for that, right?
Right.
So these people just walk by him, and I'm sitting there just like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, I don't
Did
know.
You try it?
Oh, are you crazy? No way.
Oh, I
am. Have you?
I have.
Have you?
Maybe.
I'm not admitting to anything on the air.
The guy's, I mean, even being 30 foot back from me, I could still smell him.
Right.
Oh, wow.
This guy was nasty, dude. This guy was super nasty, but amazing in its own right. People like that are very cool. I've been in Chicago, and I've seen people scream at themselves in mirrors. That's really cool, too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Those are my favorite. I saw a lady scream, cussing herself out in the window of a laundromat.
Well, that's because the other lady in the mirror was cussing her out.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It's only fair.
So, yeah, I have had my experience with people of that sort, Greg, I have to say. And I think you should just make the best of it. Well, I always enjoy it. It makes it a good story, obviously.
Well, I had to go to a big drugstore chain whose initials are RA one time.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And to fill a prescription. It's like midnight or something. My mom
That was your first mistake right
there. Well, my mom needed a prescription filled. So my dad and I head out because we're all concerned, right? We head out to this drugstore, and we get there, and there's this huge line. I'm talking 20 people. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're in line, and this guy comes up behind us, and he says to my dad, he says, "I like your hat." My dad goes, "Oh, you like my hat?"
Mm-hmm.
"Yeah, NRA." Because it was some kind of
gun
hat. I mean, he collects these hats from shows and stuff, and so he didn't know what was on it. And he's something about guns, right?
Yeah.
NRA. So my dad's like, "Yeah, okay, I need to go look at diapers or something." I don't know. My dad took off and went away. And so the guy starts explaining to me how the local county government is out to get him. There's a conspiracy against him. And our our local, prosecutor and whoever it is, I know the prosecutor because he mentioned him by name. And I knew who that was.
Yeah.
He's the county prosecutor at the time. And then the some other guy who I didn't know was conspiring against him, trying to take away his CCW.
Yeah, yeah.
His permit to carry a concealed weapon.
Uh-huh.
And so he's just going on and on and on about this conspiracy and how he's got the tapes from the answering machines. This was a bit ago. So
The
answering machine with a tape in it. He's got the tapes from the answering machine tapes, and he's got all this documentation and blah, blah, blah. And it's a huge conspiracy. So 20 minutes later, he decides to tell me that, he normally doesn't come here to this chain or this particular store.
Uh-huh.
And I, of course, did not ask why not. But unfortunately, he decided that I had, and he goes, "Well, because I don't want my insurance to find out that I need this medicine." And I'm like, "Okay,
that's really great."
Okay, and he goes, "You see, I need this medication because of my lobotomy."
What an idiot.
"And I can't let my insurance find out about the lobotomy, which I paid for."
Wait a minute.
"Out of my pocket."
Am I an idiot? But if you get a lobotomy, you're pretty much like, you're done.
Well,
you don't really.
You just don't have some of your
it
brain.
Hasn't really affected Nick.
No, Nick's the same before and after. But I'm telling you that the guy couldn't let his insurance find out about the lobotomy, and I'm thinking, okay, this guy who has had a lobotomy, self-admittedly had a paid for and is hiding his lobotomy from the insurance company, also has a CCW. I was not feeling very safe at that time. That's all I got to say. And then, of course, my dad came back, and then I could talk with him about things. But it was so scary, and I'm like, how do these things happen to me?
Greg, you opened up a can of worms here.
Yeah, thanks.
That reminds me of another
Sorry.
Great one. This is awesome, Greg. You're gonna die. This is awesome. I was at another.
I
was at another large chain drugstore that has the initials. Well, if I say the initials, then I said the name of the place, so I'm not gonna say it, right?
right. Three of them.
Yeah, there's three of them, right? Okay, so
middle ones of me.
I was at a large. I was at a large chain drugstore, and I was. I don't know. I was getting like bullets and then like, you know, Vaseline or whatever it was. I had my
bullets
stuff,
and Vaseline.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I had my stuff.
That's a perfect Friday night.
So though I had my little basket thing there, right? And I'm waiting in line. And there was a little bit of like, you know, seven or eight people in the line. And they have like, they had the clearance table. Like, you know what? They always have the clearance table out in front of the registers.
Yes, they do.
Of like,
yes,
you know, 80 day old, like aspirin that don't work anymore and stuff
right.
like that. They just want to get out of the store. So.
Oh, look, ahead of a Barbie.
Yeah, there you go.
Great.
20 cents, take it. Or, you know, crappy candles for
right.
$5 or whatever. So, like.
The scent has, like, gone away.
But, you know, even though this stuff is, like, garbage, I'm like, yeah, what's up? Let's see what we got here.
Oh,
I can
wow.
pick something up. There's deals here, right? So I look down at the table.
A 10 cent power cord for God knows what. I
need
it.
It'll set on fire immediately as soon as you plug it in the wall. It's
I need
great.
This. I really need this.
So, like, no, I'm standing in the line, though, and I look at this table, and I'm like, you know, okay, the table. Oh, there's a pink binder. I could use that, right? There's all these things. Right? And I look down, though, and I see a pack of Lifestyles condoms on special on the clearance table. Right?
Oh, man.
And I kind of, like, looked at that and said...
Just 2 years off their expiration date.
Yeah, and I'm like... Well, I didn't really look at that, but I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, clearance shelf condoms. That just doesn't sound safe. It just, you know, we know what the purpose of a condom is, right?
Right.
It just doesn't sound like
we learned that in junior high.
Well, yeah, we learned that years ago. And you'd think that, like, okay, this isn't exactly like, you know, something. I mean, there's something.
Some kids learn that in elementary.
I'm a very conservative guy, but yeah. when it comes to products like that, I mean, I'm gonna spend top dollar like most people. Do. And you're gonna get the good stuff. Right? I mean, I've actually read Consumer Reports, and I mean, I've really done my research on this stuff.
They do read Consumer Reports.
They do. And so mm-hmm. I see this pack on there, and I'm like, I kind of giggle to myself because all these stupid thoughts going through my head. And there's a guy standing in front of me. And he kind of, like, hears me giggling, so he turns around and looks, and I'm, like, holding, you know, like kind of, like, I'm, like, holding him on the table. I got my hand on him. I'm, like, clearance rack condoms, man, pretty funny. Hey, you know, and he, you know, he kind of, like, I'm, like, yeah, it's pretty funny. He's, like, I'm, like, yeah, you know, God, who would buy these things? And he's, like, well, man, I wouldn't buy those anyways because, you know, Jesus is coming. And if Jesus is coming, I don't want him to catch me fornicating. And I'm, like, this conversation took a very, very bad turn, I think. So then I had to hear about Jesus coming for the next 20 minutes. If I just would have kept my mouth shut, right, I wouldn't have had to deal with that. But, yeah, he didn't want Jesus to catch him fornicating, so therefore
right.
he couldn't buy, well, yeah, he couldn't buy the clearance shelf condoms. All right, who has another crazy story? Because I'm having a ball.
No, here. I think you've topped them all.
That was a good one.
Although
that
I didn't have
a lot. Oh, I got one.
Okay, Greg, it's all you. The floor is yours, Greg.
I was on the bus in downtown Seattle, and there was this guy who was having a discussion with some people who looked like they didn't really want to have a discussion with him, and his topic was global warming. And I won't go into the whole, you know, the whole spiel that he was doing, but basically it came down to global warming was the reason why polar bears are eating people's children.
Really? Do we have any? Did you hear any more juice on this? Like, as far as what the reasoning
has
is?
Has this been in the news out there lately?
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't really give much reasoning. He just kind of jumped into, and the polar bears are dying, and because they're dying and they're not being able to get enough food, they're going around and they're eating people's kids.
Wow.
That was it. That was it. My girlfriend, you know,
this guy's probably a programmer too. You know that this guy probably programs for Microsoft or somebody.
Yes, he does. I'm sure of it.
It's true.
Did he have like a big M like logo on his shirt? He had a laptop. I'm telling you that's awesome.
I didn't know.
I was
going to
say insane, but it's not. It's just awesome. It's totally.
Well, yeah,
awesome.
You go past crazy, and I think there's cool. There's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and we've always talked about that on the show. I mean, there's people that are eccentric. We know a lot of people that are very eccentric,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, and there's people, they have a different viewpoint. And I respect that. But, you know, you get to a certain point where it's like, okay, look, man, what you're saying to me is crazy, all right, man? Don't sit here and tell me. But maybe, hey, chemical imbalances, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people really believe that polar bears are eating children because of
global warming.
Global warming.
There are
people
who believe Bigfoot takes little kids from the subway.
Really?
Bigfoot takes little kids from the subway.
I'm playing dumb for a reason. I want to take a break. Because
the subway restaurant.
Yeah, the subway restaurant. Yeah.
This is from the Bigfoot.
We get $10,000 every time we mention that.
Oh, yes. By the way, too. Oh, good, good.
So we just made ten cool dollars. 10,000 cool dollars right there. I want to take
you
a quick
the
break.
New York subway.
The New York subway.
We just get a token for that, so we never talk about it on the
We get a free ride. Let's take a quick break here.
I think that's a good idea.
What the hell happened
really
to us? What happened to
this
us?
This is like I'm
how do you end the year?
I'm
like
itching
this?
For a
with
break.
With us, you end the year with us.
Well, you're at and that,
the
that
end
is
of
a
the
good
year
thing.
With
that is
GHI.
A good thing. That's a great thing. I'm really happy wow. about that. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm almost ashamed to admit that I'm Doug.
I'm definitely ashamed to admit who I am.
What about you, Greg?
Oh, I'm proud. Absolutely.
And Greg's proud to be Greg.
I've had enough.
Break.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
Macbeth is an unholy riddle we still hesitate to name for fear of retribution. Macbeth is to the theater world what King Tut's tomb is to archaeologists. The superstition follows that any company performing the play will be beset with horrible luck, ranging anywhere from uncanny accidents on the set to actual deaths within the company. 13 Omens Podcast is available at myspace.com/13_omens. Look for the link in the About Me section.
Dearest friends, do you ever wonder, who am I? Why am I here? What is the meaning of life? Why do I keep repeating the same patterns and how can I change them? Why am I free from being able to have the life that I've always dreamed of, and what is stopping me from having this? How do I meditate? What is an aura, and how do I see one? How can I come to a sense of well-being physically and spiritually, always? How can I remain in a state of absolute love, that soulful love, felt and expressed from within the heart of the soul? Or we may say, unconditional love, bliss, peace, and spiritual oneness in life continuously? Dr. Patty Diamond, Lady Diamond, in co-creation with Spirit, shows you the path through the new book called Stepping into Spiritual Oneness, Spiritual Remembrance of the Soul Through Life Experience, available at Diamond Lady Publishing. www.diamondladypublishing.net.
Stop. Have you heard Midnight Eclipse Paranormal Talk Radio yet? Well, then go to www.midnighteclipse.net.tc and find out what all the fuss is about.
First of all, I'm sorry about getting upset the last half an hour.
We covered.
I wasn't really upset. I was just a little bit frustrated.
This
about
is
that.
Our last half hour of 2016.
Well, yeah,
was a little frustrated.
We were super excited to have Oliver Williams.
And I spent like all day on that website.
You did. He like Oliver Williams. Let's check this out. And then like next 4 hours, he was sitting on the computer just chilling. I got out of the shower and he's like, Scott, dude, this is like really interesting stuff. I'm like, I know, it's really great. We're really excited. So
we'll reschedule.
We'll reschedule that. Hopefully we'll get him on there. What do we got going on? What is this thing?
There's something on.
Is Craig's annoying ass.
That's the only. Okay, we'll take care of.
Why'd you guys bring me out here anyway? I'm asking you a question. Now. He pretends he's this little special boy, and he thinks he can slap people and get away with things, and somehow it's never anybody but me who gets hurt by it. And I'm tired of it, but he decided it'd be funny to videotape it, and here's what we got.
It looks like you're in a W mark.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be correct. We got thrown out doing it.
You got thrown out for
your calendar.
You got thrown
give
out?
Me. Give me. Please.
You have one in your room.
You already have
I
one.
I don't have a Dale.
You don't like Dale Earnhardt.
I don't.
He's been dead.
What is he doing?
He wants
he
the
wants
calendar.
The Dale Earnhardt calendar.
He wants the Dale Earnhardt calendar.
Did you buy it for him?
No, I don't even like the kid.
Oh.
All right. Yeah. By the way, too, this is on YouTube. If you just like go to YouTube and put in like Bilbo
or GHI or GHI,
and put in Bilbo's Night Out or something. Yeah, Bilbo's Night Out. If you get this for you, you might be able to see this video that we were watching this on the break cracking up. So we're like, let's check this thing out on the air. All right, so we're going again.
Is it going through the?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
No, you're not. But
you have
enough
money.
You don't have any money. Oh, he just hit you.
Yes,
Gowan.
He really hit me with the
bat.
Oh,
he hit you again with the bat.
With a bat?
It was a baseball bat.
Mm. He's trying to get it. Wow, he hit you again.
Yeah, I take a lot of abuse from him.
Listen to me. Give me the bat. All right? Not funny anymore. Give me the bat. Okay? Give me the bat. Give me the bat, please. Okay.
Right. Here's our song. Whoa. Right, here we go.
Bilbo reaches out and smacks Gowan on
the face. He pimp-slapped me.
Just bashed you in the face.
Yeah, I know.
And you were probably talking about ponies and flowers. And he just reaches out.
This is the part... Oh! Ow!
Get up.
He's kicking me.
What?
I'm kidding with you right now.
Thank you for bleeping that.
I don't love you.
Oh!
What? Ninja Turtle underwear.
Yeah. Is that what Bilbo wears?
Always.
And now you're going into a party store.
Actually, it's just a mini mart.
A mini mart?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now the cashier had no idea that I knew them.
Really?
Yeah. They dropped me off.
And
down
you're
the
trying.
Street.
You're trying to buy a soda pop.
Yep.
Store clerk has no idea. Yeah, it says right there on the notes. Here comes Bilbo.
And Bilbo's coming. He's like walking up, like he's gonna look at something. He reaches over and grabs the soda, and he was leaving.
Just grabs it.
And the clerk was really concerned. He's like, that's not yours. You have to bring that back.
He's like trying to be nice.
He was trying to be nice to Bilbo.
Did Bilbo return it?
Yes. Yeah, we'll see. Only because the other guy that was with us made him.
Oh, I see.
Here it comes.
Oh. It looks like he's going for another shot. And contact.
Watch the clerk's face.
Alright.
And you're paying for it.
Wait for it.
You're getting your chains.
Wait for it.
Oh!
Man.
And Gallo's gonna... What?
And Bilbo makes his escape.
He makes his escape. I don't know...
4 minutes and 19 seconds of pure pleasure.
Absolutely. I have no words for that. I don't really know what to say about that.
Well, let's ask Bilbo what he
thinks. Is Bilbo here?
Are you on the line?
I'm here.
Hi, Bilbo. How you doing tonight?
I'm all right.
Well...
I was constipated earlier.
You're what?
What was that?
I was constipated.
You're constipated?
Oh, were you? I'm sorry about that. Well, we're really happy to have you here, Bilbo.
I'm really happy to be on the radio.
All right, do you like the radio?
Is there anything you want to... Bilbo, is there anything you want to say to the people out in the world?
I don't like Jimmy from school.
You don't like Jimmy from school? Why don't you like Jimmy from school?
He's a poop head.
That happens.
I'm sorry. I mean,
it's not nice. You apologize to Jimmy.
Yeah, you should apologize to him.
No, I'm not gonna.
Yeah,
not
please do. No, Bilbo.
Well,
and what?
You apologize to Jimmy.
No,
you apologize to Jimmy.
Hate
right
you.
No, you don't hate me.
Man.
Stop it. Stop it, we're on the radio.
Oh, yeah, slap your face off.
No, you're not going to slap my face off. You knock it off and you be nice, we're on the radio.
Yeah, you don't... I'm not going
to say that. We're going to have Jimmy on now for a rebuttal.
I don't even think Jimmy's real.
Well, we'll email
him. Yeah, he is, I have a bruise.
He hit you?
He hit you?
Yeah, hit me in the head.
He did not. Did you hit him first?
I did.
Did you hit him first?
Yes,
you did probably, didn't you?
Bilbo, do you know that these guys, that there's a video of you on the internet?
There's a lot.
There's a video of you on the internet, like just, you know, you going around beating up on Gowan here.
Yeah, well, I hate him.
You hate him?
Wow.
What have I ever done
I hate
to
him.
You?
Why
well,
do you...
What have I ever done to you?
You smell, you're yummy, and you don't go to my room, and you don't buy my ice cream.
I have bought you ice cream.
And you touch me.
I have never touched you. Never.
God.
No, we are on the radio.
Yeah, you did.
Bilbo, can I talk to Greg, please?
Nope.
No, Greg.
Can I talk to Greg,
Bilbo,
please?
Bilbo, can we talk to Greg, please? This is Scott from Ghostly Talk. Can we talk?
Scott.
Hi, Bilbo. Can we talk to
What's
Greg?
What's your favorite animal?
What's my favorite animal?
How is your favorite animal?
What's my favorite? Is that what your question? Oh, I like snakes. I like serpents.
I like alpacas.
Yeah, Doug loves alpacas.
I like giraffes.
You like giraffes?
Big necks.
They do. They have long necks.
They have long necks, exactly.
They have big, long tongues.
The better for eating eucalyptus leaves.
Exactly. Yes. Hey, Bilbo, could we talk to Greg? Do you mind if we talk to Greg for a minute?
Greg. Greg, I think he's pooping. Hang on, I'll get him.
Okay, no problem.
Greg, bring it off the toilet. Yeah, there's people on the phone for you.
Hello?
Greg.
Greg,
what the hell's going on
over
there,
man? Great to
talk
to you.
What's going on?
I was just doing some laundry.
Ah, we heard different.
We heard you. Well, yeah, I don't want to
dropping
say
the kids off at the pool.
We heard you were having a brown baby boy.
Wow,
Greg. I think Bilbo is a little upset with Gowan for some reason.
I do too. I'm concerned about that.
I, yeah.
Oh, they don't get along at all. They never have.
No, I don't like him.
No.
I hate him.
You don't like Bilbo?
People don't understand there is a definite difference between Greg and Bilbo.
Like, right.
Greg and I have never once gotten into a slap fight in public. No, that's not true. We have.
Have you guys?
Hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I know.
It was a manly slap fight.
A manly slap. I don't think that's no such thing as a manly slap fight.
Oh, I think there's a manly slap fight.
How can you have a manly slap fight?
You got to do it with force and grunt a lot.
Okay,
yeah,
that
you grunt
that
a lot
be,
while you're slapping
grunt,
someone.
Yeah,
that would be much more manly, I suppose.
Well,
it's like playing tennis.
This show has really gone down
the toilet. I just, you know, I love having you guys here. Don't get me the wrong way. I love you. You guys are absolutely a ball. We love you guys unconditionally. But yeah, this show's really gone to hell. This is some real crap we're doing right now.
There will be no laughs.
I'm really sorry you couldn't get your guest on the air.
I don't know what happened, man. You know, hey, you know what? At least
do you know anything about John Teeter, the time traveler? Greg?
The name rings a bell, but I couldn't tell you anything more.
There was this fellow who got on the internet. So we might as well talk a little bit about him.
Yeah.
He got on the internet like years ago, and before it was like huge and everything, and he posted to this forum, this online forum, and he posted things like you know, that he was from 2036. I think, from the year
2036, yep.
After the apocalypse has happened, and which, of course, I think is going down right now.
Yeah,
mostly it's supposed to be going on right now.
It's starting, I guess, in
starting
Seattle.
Starting with this show, actually,
yeah.
I think we're the ones that are going to say
part of
motion.
And so what happens is he was here to pick up an old IBM computer, which apparently, you know, it has a chip in it or something that's flawed. And because it's flawed, it can, and by old, I mean older than now.
Can I ask a curious question?
Yeah.
What, was he looking for Sarah Connor?
Sarah Connor?
No, he needed the chip because he needed to interpret between Unix.
Between two different systems.
Yes, between two different systems.
Right.
That's what it says on the website.
Oh, so, you see, Gowan's he's the expert right now.
I spent like 4 hours
today
reading
this. He was seriously reading this thing all day.
It's really interesting, Greg. You should go to the website. It's www.johnteeter.com. And it's
about this time traveler guy, and he describes a little bit about the spaceship. He describes a little bit about the internet in 2036 and
what life is like.
What life is like,
yeah,
and things like that. It's really, really interesting. Well, since I had heard about it, more news had come out. For example, the lawyer for John Teeter's mother, because John Teeter is apparently alive today.
Right, because he was born in 98.
Right, he was born in 1998, so he's living. He, you know, he's destined, I suppose, in 2038 to go back in time.
2036?
I'm sorry, 2036. Yeah. The physical John Teeter is supposed to be alive today, but obviously he doesn't know yet that he's going to go back, or he may not know yet that he's going to go back in time and start this chain of events, this loop.
But wouldn't, like, the world explode if he met himself?
No, he did meet himself.
Twice.
The future John Teeter did indeed meet the young John Teeter at the time.
But he said every time you do anything that starts making, like, a chain reaction by a percentage, like, small percentages of things that will change if you meet yourself or you influence the past in any way. It's really interesting.
I've always heard that if you actually met yourself.
On a bug?
What was that, Greg?
Well, like, say if you step on a bug, you could alter history.
Well,
that's true.
Well, yeah.
Well, if that bug was going to eat the population of, you know, Kansas,
well,
yeah, probably.
If that bug was, I mean, for example, I think what the idea would be is if that bug
was to transmit a disease to the president. I mean,
that's a good idea. Or, okay. Yeah, that's actually a very good analogy.
You accidentally shot a bird that was carrying bird flu, and it never came into wherever. Like, you were out hunting, you shot this bird, and it was the bird that was going to contract bird flu to... That's
right.
The kind of stuff he's talking
that
about.
That would be a worldwide changing thing.
Well, yeah.
Probably for the better, but...
I've always heard that if you've traveled in time and you've met yourself, that it just has cataclysmic... It's a horrible thing.
Right, well, they go back and
forth. I mean, it's in Back to the Future. It would be a paradox.
Right. So, obviously, we must believe everything.
It's ironic. That movie, we saw that movie.
Where we're going, we don't need, bro.
Well, Well, that's the thing I've always heard. That's what I've always heard, though. And, you know, especially with Bill Nell's videos when he talks about,
right.
talk about that.
Right.
Like, you do not want to meet yourself in any different time zone, so to say, or time, you know, era.
And those are people who, like, lived in the 60s but worked in the 80s.
They worked in the... That whole story is so confusing. I can't even keep up with that anymore, how... They
lived in the 60s, but they worked in the 80s.
Yeah,
they couldn't get their work done with 60s technology.
But they were reborn.
So every day they would go into work, they would go through the time vortex thingy and work in the 1980s. And then after work, they would go back through to the 60s and
how
live
Dippin'
their life.
Dippin' Dots got here.
Dippin' Dots.
Wow.
That's some real high-tech
stuff.
Those are
obviously 2036 technology.
Well, yeah. Totally.
That's right. Ice cream blows my mind.
I'm disappointed that he wasn't on tonight. That sounds so interesting.
Well, it wasn't John Titor himself that we were going to
have. No.
The fellow who has...
If we had John Titor on, dude, we'd be the kings, I think.
Right.
We actually got John Titor on.
But no, this is the fellow who runs the website, johntitor.com, who's collected... Oliver has collected all these facts and figures and all the original postings and everything like that, and many, many, many of the interpretations of those events and the people who hate it, the people who love it.
Yeah.
You know, he's talked to them all. He's heard it all, and we were going to ask him some questions.
Yeah, I'm hoping
it didn't work out.
I'm hoping we can sincerely reschedule this. You know,
but we got Greg and Bilbo for a brief moment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was really
we
cool.
were really lucky.
This is the first. I've never done a nude radio interview before.
He didn't say that. He did not say that.
I can cross that off my life's to-do list.
Excellent. I'm glad we could help out.
You did not say you're...
Yes, he did. That's going on the thing for the... for Kansas or Arkansas when we're in Arkansas. It's going to be on the...
Are you
going to
be in Arkansas with us, Greg? Where
can you go to Arkansas?
Oh, man, I hope so.
The closest airport to Northwest Arkansas's ghost convention thingy, the closest airport is 151 miles away. This is the closest major airport. There's a closer, like, regional airport, but the closest major airport is Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Really?
So you have to fly to Oklahoma to go to...
I'm flying to Orlando and driving with Tim.
All right.
So.
Do it. I think I'm going to drive from here. I'm going to leave Thursday. I'm going to go down to Indianapolis, pick up whoever's there.
Uh-huh. Just keep going. That's all right. It's fine.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then we're going to continue on then to... Well, so it's a big driving adventure.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun. Greg, do you really think you're going?
I'm
going
to try and make it.
I think you should, Greg. I think it'd be a really great time. We're really gearing, despite this show. I mean, I'm playing this music for a reason.
I hope so.
Because I'm thinking about 2007 right now.
This
going,
is an
okay,
indie
things
song.
Are
going
to be a lot better in 2007, I think. Right
so we're
now.
Not going to be on the show at all, are we?
No, Arkansas is going to be like the first major thing. Well, there's a few other investigations we're doing. But Arkansas there's a lot of people that are going to be there. We're going to have a lot of fun, I think, and it'd be really cool to have you guys on.
That's going
to
be my 40th birthday party / Ghostly Talk's 5th anniversary party / Oh, yeah, there's a convention going on.
Yeah.
A normal convention.
Well,
I feel so bad for the Northwest Arkansas Ghost Hunters.
Because it's first-year conference, right?
It's their first conference.
But you know what? I'm really happy because, we discussed this with Lori.
You told her, right?
Yeah,
we told her.
And Lori's like, that'll be a lot of fun. Let's do this. So it'll be totally cool. We're going to have a great time. And I think we're just going
to
basically...
Did they raise the price of tickets to, like, $180 or something? I mean, Tim Y, not Tim Bigfoot Hunter.
Craig.
Good.
Tim Yancey.
If you want us to bring
it.
No. Tim Bigfoot Hunter, no. We can do without.
I love how everybody has, no interest in meeting him in person.
I just can't. It would be a conversation like, uh-huh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would have nothing to say. I cannot react to...
Can you speak into this lapel?
Well, no, I don't know how you guys did it. I could not sit there and react to someone going, I really like beer can. I like the fact you can get unlimited soda, food's good.
The girls are nice.
The girls are nice. I just can't. I would like sitting there going, can we just finish our meal up and get the hell out of here? I don't really want to sit here and hang out, man. I don't even like hanging out at restaurants, at nice restaurants. Like, okay, we're done eating. Let's get the hell out of here. I couldn't sit at Burger King for any more time, and I just don't know how I'd react. You guys were cracking up. I saw the video. I'm like, you guys were dying. You guys were just loving
Apparently, Tim has an agent now.
An agent?
He just emailed me a couple days ago.
And he there's actually a movie out there called, what is it called?
Man in the Mountain.
Man in the Mountain, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's basically the star of this thing. And it apparently went to Sundance, and his response was, I'm actually looking at his email right now. Hello, I'm just in the library in Elmira and going to my Bigfoot World office. Some good news from last night. Tom, who did Bigfoot Lives the Movie, did not make Sundance Film 2007, but film distributors are working with Todd for the rights to place it in all the U.S. stores for sale. I will be with a talent agent out of St. Louis in January 2007. So apparently Tim has a talent agent now.
So he's like, call my agent, and then you call up the agent and he goes, hello, I'm Tim's agent.
Hello, I'll put Tim on the line.
I'll put Tim on the line.
Maybe it's Takashima-san.
His mentor.
Dude, there's like a million. I mean,
do we have any new videos coming up, Greg?
Yeah. What's
going on? 2 minutes left.
There are new videos coming up for sure. For sure. I wish I had a time frame, but hopefully in the very near future, there's more Bigfoot, there's more ghosts,
there's
some big investigation footage.
Okay.
All kinds of stuff coming.
Well, definitely, you need to let us know, like, as soon as you guys post that stuff up, because we'd love to.
Oh, absolutely.
We honestly, in all seriousness, I think we've had a little bit more fun than we should have in the last hour here.
I'm pretty sure.
But we're
entitled to a certain amount of fun, and we've surpassed.
Well, maybe this. Well, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah,
I firmly believe that everything happens for a reason, and maybe we were meant to just sit here and like take the last hour, our last official broadcasting hour of 2006, and just kind of do what we want, you know. We don't get to do that a lot. We get to, you know, sometimes we just need to let our hair down, so to say. And maybe that's what we need to do here for the last official hour.
Or in Greg's case, you know, let our pants down. I don't know. Whichever.
Exactly. But no, honestly, we love you guys. You guys are great friends of ours.
Thank you.
GHI has just had a great relationship with Ghostly Talk, and it'll be like that forever. And we love the work you guys do.
We do.
It's a lot of fun.
We love you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys really give it a complete whole new outlook, and it makes it worthwhile going.
Well, what
out
you guys have done is
the field.
A lot of people have read the goopy things that I've written in the past.
Yes.
About my guides and stuff like that. And I think you and I discussed this a long time ago, and I'm like, you know, God, you guys have like taken these stupid things I've written and you brought them to life. I think it's so cool how you guys have done that. And I mean, you know, the satire is there, you know, but I think people learn from that. Everybody I've ever talked to about the stuff that I've done in the past as far as the writing goes, they've always said, you know, God, when we were cracking up laughing, I'm like, geez, I've been there. I have so been there, man. I know exactly what you're talking about, and people can learn from this. So I think people can learn from the stuff you guys are doing, too.
I know they can.
A lot.
Greg from GHI, thank you for being on Ghostly Talk. Hang on the line.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, hang on the line for 1 second.
I love you.
And Gowan from GHI.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
thank you for being
here. It's been a pleasure.
I had a great time. Thank you for having me.
Things didn't quite go the way we thought they were going to go tonight.
They did not. We have to thank Barb Powell of www.sacred-connections.us for being in the middle of all this.
Mm-hmm. I know. The one bit of sanity we had tonight was Barb Powell.
Yes, it was. And, of course, before that, we had just chatted about all this crazy stuff. And I have to say, 2006, what a year. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, up until this show, I think we did a pretty good job. I was pretty pleased with this year.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with this year until tonight.
We're going to be back here on Tuesday, though.
We will be back here on Tuesday for our check-in with the Philadelphia experiment.
Yep.
But thank you, everybody, for listening to Ghostly Talk, for podcast, you know, downloading our podcast, for listening to our live stream.
I apologize for the show.
I
apologize.
Get out there and start your own podcast. Write something. Put up a blog or write a book. Mm-hmm. Let us know about it.
Visit Ghost Hunters, Inc. at www.ghosthuntersinc.org.
Do that again, but sexier.
Yeah.
And hotter.
We want it sultry.
Come visit us on the web at www.ghosthuntersinc.org.
Sexier.
I'm going there.
That's as sexy as I go.
Uh-oh. We're going to have to work on
come
that.
Come to the ghosthuntersinc.org, everyone. This is Antoine. My brother is missing. We love you. Goodbye.
Until 2007.
Sorry about your ears, people.
Until 2007, this has been Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Antoine.
Is Greg there still? Greg.
I wouldn't miss this.
Guys, thank
you.
We'll
see you in 2007. Bye. Happy holidays.
Yeah, guys, everybody have a good holiday. We'll talk to you soon. My God, this is depressing. See you guys later.
I need to go someplace where a man can think.
The media, become the media.